Good morning, friends from sunny Cancun. In today's video, I want to share with you how we need to pay to God everything, our last debt, and He cares about every single debt that we have on earth. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The following short story showcases this. So there was a man who was a little bit older, and he was discerning a religious life. He decided to discern with the Jesuits, even though his friends had told him, hey, you're older, you're probably not called to this, you should rethink this vocation. But he decided to discern anyway. So he went to go join the Jesuits, and he stayed with them through the novitiate, where he realized that it was not his calling. He was older, he needed to leave. But he fell in love with them so much that he wanted to benefit them in some way. He decided that he wanted to find some sort of building to give it to them so that it could be part of one of their colleges. As he was looking through the local newspaper, he was able to find the perfect building. Well, he went to the building and he asked the current owners if he could spend the night. He went and he spent the night with one of his friends in separate rooms. And that night they had terrible sleep. The entire night they were bothered by this incessant knocking. The following morning at breakfast, when they were meeting with the current owners, they asked him, do you know about this knocking? We simply could not sleep. We were thinking if it was animals or chipmunks or squirrels or something, we were trying to figure out what it was. Can you please help us to understand what was going on? Well, the current owners looked at it, they looked at each other, and they kind of had this smile on their face, and they said, well, we've talked about this as well, and we've tried to figure out this problem, and everyone who has spent the night here has had the same issue. The one thing that we know is that prior to the death of the past owner, there was no knocking. So it began after her death. The man with his friend, they looked at each other and they thought, well, could this have a supernatural cause? So they went to a local priest and they asked him, can you come and spend the night here and then tell us what you think? Well, he had some of the same conclusions. He asked, could this be a natural cause? Let's not try to go overboard. Let's not be too credulous into assigning supernatural causes to this. He spent the night as well, and he had the same results. The following day, they decided to do the following. They decided to bless the house, and as soon as they blessed the house, the knocking stopped. At that moment, they realized that there was some sort of supernatural cause here. Then they told him what they had found out through conversation with the current owners, that prior to the death of the previous owner, there was no knocking. So the priest inquired in Latin in the room where they heard the knocking if there was a spirit there and what they were wanting. In the same language, they received the answer that there was a debt owed to the shoemaker. They went to the local shoemaker and began making inquiries. The shoemaker recalled the name of the previous owner, and they said that as far as they knew, every single debt had been absolutely paid, that she was always faithful and paying on time. Well, they left there sort of dejected, not really knowing what to do or where to go, or thinking that perhaps they had been deceived. But later that night, the shoemaker was having a conversation with his mother about the previous person and the debts that she had owed. And then the mother asked her son, did you look into the books of your father? And he said, well, no, I didn't. Of course I didn't. And she said, well, she had had business not only with you, but with your father, and you need to go through those books. As soon as he did this, he realized that there had been an outstanding payment for her wedding shoes many, many years before that no one had bothered to claim, because at the time there were so many other things going on, and it was for about $12. Relieved at finding this, they went to the man and his friend and they told him, look what we have found. We found that she owed $12 for her wedding shoes many, many years ago. The man and his friend were overjoyed. They paid the debt with interest and then returned to the building. They went to the building owners. They went through with the purchase. And after several renovations and after a few years of doing these things, they gave it over to the Jesuits, and it eventually became a college of formation for them. This story took place in the 1880s. Obviously, here's what it shows us. We need to take care of paying every single debt that we owe to the IRS, to companies or businesses that we owe, to any people that we have borrowed money from. All of this matters to God, and it should also matter to us, because as the scriptures say, be perfect as my heavenly Father is perfect. Now I want to give you just a short little tour of the beautiful hotel where I'm staying. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.